The critical role of functional capacity evaluations in the return to work process. In the realm of occupational health and workers' compensation, the functional capacity evaluation, FCE, stands as a cornerstone of decision-making. Defined as an activity assessment used to recommend participation in work, FCEs consider a person's body functions, structures, environmental factors, personal factors, and health status. These evaluations have become integral measures of occupational capability across various international systems. Understanding the functional capacity evaluation. At its core, an FCE is designed to objectively measure an individual's functional abilities and limitations. By doing so, it provides a comprehensive view of the worker's capacity to perform specific job-related tasks. This multidimensional assessment includes body functions and structures, evaluating physical and cognitive functions that influence work performance, environmental factors, considering workplace conditions and potential modifications, personal factors, accounting for individual motivations, behaviors, and psychosocial elements, health status, including current medical conditions and overall health. By integrating these factors, an FCE offers a nuanced understanding of an individual's readiness to return to work and their ability to perform job duties safely and effectively. The role of FCEs in insurance and workers' compensation systems. Within insurance and workers' compensation systems, FCEs play a pivotal role in informing return-to-work decisions. The findings from these evaluations provide critical data that can determine work readiness, assess whether an injured worker can safely resume their duties or if modifications are needed, guide rehabilitation plans, help in creating tailored rehabilitation programs that align with the worker's capabilities and recovery goals, support claims decisions, serve as evidence in evaluating the legitimacy and extent of a worker's injury-related claims, facilitate employer compliance, ensure that employers meet legal and safety obligations in accommodating returning workers, the impact of FCEs on stakeholders. The consequences of FCE findings extend far beyond the assessment room, impacting a diverse range of stakeholders. Injured workers. For injured workers, FCEs provide a pathway to return to work, promoting their financial independence and psychological well-being. Accurate assessments ensure they are neither rushed back too soon nor unjustly delayed. Employers. Employers benefit from clear insights into the capabilities of returning workers, allowing them to make informed decisions about workplace accommodations and role adjustments. Physicians and medical professionals. For physicians, FCEs offer valuable data that inform clinical decisions and treatment plans. This ensures that medical advice is aligned with the worker's functional realities, enhancing patient care. Insurance providers and legal professionals. In the legal and insurance landscapes, FCEs support fair adjudication of claims, providing objective evidence that can prevent disputes and ensure just outcomes. The importance of accuracy and integrity in FCEs. Given the significant implications of FCE findings, the accuracy and integrity of these evaluations are paramount. It is essential that FCEs are conducted by trained and certified professionals who adhere to standardized protocols. This ensures the reliability and validity of the assessments, fostering trust among all stakeholders involved. Conclusion: functional capacity evaluations are more than mere assessments. They are vital tools that bridge the gap between injury and recovery and between incapacity and capability. By meticulously evaluating the multifaceted aspects of an individual's ability to work, FCEs provide a foundation for informed decision-making that benefits injured workers, employers, physicians, and the broader workers' compensation system. As such, the ongoing refinement and rigorous application of FCEs are essential to upholding the standards of occupational health and ensuring the well-being of the workforce.